Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Market indicators point to continued strength in the cattle markets. Higher prices and strong consumer demand are just a few factors that are pushing the market. Extension specialist Elliot Dennis talks about what the cattle market outlook for the fall would look like, and he begins today's program by looking at herd building and heifer retention.
We're at the lowest numbers that we've ever experienced, both at nominally, so like the actual number of cows, but also when you think about the total number of heifers to cows that we actually have out there. That number of heifers to cows really gives us a good indication of how much herd rebuilding is actually happening. It's low, lowest that it's ever been. And we see that show up in auction barn receipts. When we look at total receipts for national feeder cattle, we see, essentially heifers being still going to the sale barns and higher value out there for heifers than the retainer. And then we also see it up in the heifers on feed report that the USDA reports. So really along the supply chain, there's no indication that we're actually retaining and rebuilding. So when we talk about kind of what that means for prices, it means that, assuming constant demand, which we shouldn't take for granted, that prices still have the ability to move upward.
Elliot says strong consumer demand is another key factor that is helping the beef market stay strong.
Demand, as we know, is just kind of a combination of prices and quantities. So when we think about kind of what consumers are willing to pay, prices were up about 14% last year, and consumption didn't even change, which means total value through the supply chain was able to be supported. When we look at this year into quarter two, we're at essentially about 15% higher demand than we were back in the early 2000s. Really, the quarter two of this last year for demand, and really quarter one, was the highest that we've ever seen. So I don't think we should take that for granted. We have strong cattle prices. We have a supply situation that's favorable. But even those situations, consumers can choose to walk away from the beef counter and purchase other products. They haven't done so, and there's really no indication of them doing that in the future.
Elliot says there's a new normal when it comes to beef products that consumers are driving in the market.
Yeah, so I think we're kind of in a feeling out phase if we can actually move into a new normal. The fact that we're seeing high prices and consumers have really unchanged consumption habits is really kind of a new phenomenon that we're seeing. We had essentially kind of three primary phases for beef demand over the last 20, 25 years. In the early 2000s, we were consuming a lot of product but at low prices. And then really after the Atkins 2007, we went through a kind of a three-year transition phase where consumers ate a little bit less beef, but we purchased it at a lot higher prices. And now we're actually starting to move back the opposite, or at least up. We're starting to either consume a little bit more or just the amount, but at higher prices. So maybe move to the left and up now. It's really kind of a potentially for a new frontier for if we're able to actually extract more value and actually not change consumption patterns.
Elliot talks about how other countries' trade policies are affecting the market.
So really what I think about when we talk about all the tariffs and happening, we've seen kind of China back off the beef market. We're selling high-value product in there. When we talk about reduction in exports for us, it's coming all out of the Hong Kong-China market. Well, we really know that China is heavily invested into the Brazilian market. Brazilian is a high producer of corn and soy. What do we do with kind of excess corn and soy? Well, we feed it. We find additional value products. And putting that all together with kind of where corn market's at, we have the ability to, or they have the ability if they want to develop the feedlot industry a little bit more and compete directly with us on the high value market for premium beef to the world. That's not something that's going to happen this year or in, maybe in 5 years, but 10 years, if we continue in a certain climate, that we can essentially provide the opportunity for them where it makes economical sense for them to develop something like that out.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.